proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Are the events that are mentioned in the Bible really true? Bible archaeology frequently confirms the truth of the scripture. Today, I would like to share with you such a story. Recently, the Israel Antiquities Authority announced that they have found evidence of a powerful earthquake that is mentioned in the Bible. Let's head to Jerusalem. While this city is rich in history and tradition, it can be tricky for archaeologists when looking for artifacts to confirm Jerusalem's story. You see, Jerusalem is a living tell. A tell is a level of civilization. Being people are living above such finds proves to be a challenge for researchers. Coupled with political and religious tensions in the area, any archaeological discovery in Jerusalem is truly amazing. Let's now take a walk from the old city of Jerusalem southward to the City of David. Here at the City of David National Park, evidence of a 2,800-year-old earthquake was discovered in the ancient city from the First Temple period. While evidence from other sites in Israel have been discovered, this is the first time such a discovery has been found in Jerusalem from that time period. Broken pottery, lamps, cooking utensils, bowls, and storage containers were found in a collapsed room from the First Temple period. Other signs of destruction were found along ancient walls and buildings that predated the Babylonian conquest of Jerusalem. While no mention of such devastation from an invading army is recorded from that time, archaeologists were able to conclude that this was the result of a powerful earthquake. The excavation's directors, Dr. Joe Uziel and Ortel Khalaf, said concerning this discovery, "We asked ourselves what could have caused the dramatic layer of destruction we uncovered. Examining the excavation findings, we tried to check if there is a reference to it in the biblical text. Interestingly, the earthquake that appears in the Bible in the books of Amos and Zechariah occurred at the time when the building we excavated in the City of David collapsed. The combination of the finds in the field together with the biblical description led us to the conclusion that the earthquake that struck the land of Israel during the time of Uzziah, king of Judah, also hit the capital of the kingdom, Jerusalem." The excavation directors went on to say that the earthquake that occurred in the middle of the 8th century BC was probably one of the strongest and most damaging earthquakes in ancient times, and evidence of its occurrence has been discovered in the past in excavations conducted in a variety of sites throughout Israel, such as Hatzor, Gezer, Tel Agol, and Tel Asafi, or the Philistine city of Gath. The book of Amos 1 verse 1 records this event. "The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, when he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake." The prophet Zechariah also recorded this earthquake about 200 years after Amos. While giving a prophecy of the Lord's return and the defeat of his enemies, he says, "And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee." Directors Uziel and Khalaf note that this find could be a real game changer for the historical and archaeological timeline in Israel and the region. They said, "This proves an archaeological anchor for Jerusalem, which can now begin to be developed for a relative dating of assemblages before and after this anchor. In this sense, the Amos earthquake may serve Jerusalem's archaeology in the same manner as the destruction of Lachish in 701 BC. Archaeological finds such as this at the City of David should excite us as students of the Word of God. Again, Bible archaeology serves to regularly confirm the truth of the biblical account. The Bible is reliable, true, and trustworthy. May we read and study the scriptures with fervor. Who knows what will be uncovered next in Israel? Until then, let's keep reading, trusting, and obeying God's word. His word will never fail us, and we can depend on that. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122 verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.